जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे. This is October 25th, Vijayotsav, Vijayadashami, the day Ram defeated Ravan and got back his wife Sita, Mother Sita. Vijayotsav, Vijayadashami Ki Jai. So this is Ujjwala Nila Mani class. We're continuing chapter 10, which describes Udipan for Ujjwala Ras. Udipan means exciting factors. They're causes for increasing ras and increasing one's love. So these are Krishna's qualities, mental, verbal, bodily, his name, his activities, his milking the cows, his lifting over a hill, his decorations, his garlands, ornaments, and related objects, sound of his flute, peacock feathers, mineral pigments, buffalo horn, seeing his coward boyfriends, clouds, lightning, full moon, deer, peacocks, etc. All these different factors of nature and personalities and creatures, because they're all connected with Krishna. Yeah, they can stimulate the love and excite the love in the heart. So the gopis have Madhurya Rati, they have amorous love for Krishna in their heart as their permanent sthayi bhav. So these are Udipans, which is part of Anubhav. So the gopis are the prema shraya. They are the reservoir of pure love, Krishna prema. And Krishna is the object of the love, prema vishai. So this is about how the birds stimulate love. And this is Purnamasi speaking to Krishna when he moved to Dwarka. He said, "O Kamsari, seeing the peacocks that offered their feathers for your head ornaments and seeing an approaching rain cloud, the peacocks think that you have returned to Vrindavan. They begin to dance with joy in their mind. What Vrijvasi would not become disturbed by seeing them dancing?" This example of the bees. This is Radharani when she's in separation from Krishna. The bees, when they sing, it produces an attractive fifth note coming from the veena, sa re ga ma pa da ni. So Radha speaks this. These madhukar, these bumblebees of Vrindavan, which produced an attractive fifth note resounding like the veena, now produced this terrible sound of a thunderclap, who will now become the enemy of one with bad destiny. This is the deer. Radha, in her madness, is searching for Krishna in Vrindavan after Krishna left for Mathura. So Radharani addresses the deer. "Oh deer, has he who stole the hearts, he who steals the hearts, become the guest of your glances? I think it is so, because on hearing the echoing sound of Krishna's flute, the grass is falling half eaten from your mouth." This is the kunjas. This is the Madhavi kunjas. And who's speaking here? This is a message sent by Krishna to Radharani. Krishna sent this message to Radha through Uddhava. When he was in Mathura, he delegated Uddhava to come to Braj and tell the gopis how he felt in their absence. So this is the message Krishna sent to Radharani. O girl with red lips, agitated by passionate love, Nandanandan, in all humility, begs you are withering from grief and separation. Don't look at the Madhavi Kunjas of Govardhan that are witness to our great joy of love. So Krishna is reminding Radharani she should not look at the rows of Kunjas or forest bowers, because they will make her remember pastimes with Krishna and cause Radharani to give up her body. This is the creepers. Radharani speaking to the creepers. Latas. Lata. This is from Diavali. Oh, Tulsi, you are very beautiful. Oh, jasmine vine. Oh, Mali Jatasi. You are filled with splendid blossoms. Oh, Stella Kamalini. Land lotuses. You shine with all these bumblebees. Oh, Sakis. Please tell me at once in which cave Krishna, the king of cheaters, is staying. Kavat Kanda Kandare Nandasuno. This is Radha speaking as wandering in Nava Vrindavan, which is explained in Lita Madhav by Rupa Goswami. She's lamenting. These new Karnikara flowers coming from shoots on the Yamuna shore are the same kind of flowers Krishna places in my, used to place in my hair when he left the Rasa dance with me. Now these same flowers burn me with pain. This is someone separated from Krishna when he went to Mathura, speaks this verse about the Kadamba, to the Kadamba tree. So the Kadamba tree is an udipan for prem, for Madhurya prem of the gopis. So she sees the Kadamba tree. She says, oh, my friend, at the entrance to Braj village, the other side Krishna planted this Kadamba tree. Now this Kadamba tree is in full bloom. It causes the gopis great pain. The Krishna's not there. This is next verse, is Radharani in the madness of separation asks this question while searching for Krishna. Oh, Govardhan, you shine very splendidly in the land around Gokul, touching the heavens with your lofty peaks. Please look in all directions from your tall height and tell me where the jewel of coward boys plays today. This is from Diavali about the Yamuna. A Sakhi of Radha sends a message to Krishna Ganda Mathura. O traveler to Mathura. This is at Krishna's door, you should sing this message from the gopis. The fire of Kaliya's snake's poison again burning the Yamuna water. This is Uddhava returning from Mathura. Uddhava returning to Mathura after he visited Braj and met with the gopis. He reports to Krishna. He says, O Yadunath, king of the Yadavs, when the beautiful doe-eyed gopis glanced at the top of Vamshivat from far away, it places the Rasarina in their suffering hearts. Having robbed the gopis of their senses, the Rasarina pulls out their life errors, because the Vamshivat is situated in Vrindavan and Rasarina. So they can see the beauty of the top of the tree, the banyan tree. Vamshi Bhav means the banyan tree where Krishna plays Vamshi to attract the gopis to Rasalila and Sharad Purnima. This month, Ashwin Purnima is Sharad Purnima. So from Nand Ishwara, you can see this super tall tree towering from Vrindavan, Vamshiva, on the banks of Yamuna. Rana Gopi see the top of that tree, their life errors leave their body. And this is an example of ordinary objects, which are Udipans, that stimulate the Gopi's love. Moonlight, clouds, lightning, springtime, autumn, the full moon, the breeze, and the birds. Now Rupa Goswami explains one by one. This is a Sakhi of the elite that speaks this news when asked by some other Sakhi. Lalita was hidden by her sakis in a kunja. It was so thick that even the moonlight could not enter it. Seeing a single drop of moonlight as if falling from a chakora bird's beak, Lalita Sakhi fainted. This is about a cloud. That's how moonlight stimulates love. This is a cloud, an example. This is Radha speaking. Where is that yellow, where are those yellow garments? Where is that peacock feather? Where is Kamsari, the enemy of Kamsa? O eager Sakhi, blind with passion, please do not fall into illusion because of your agitation. Look, on the high peak of a mountain, is a fresh rain cloud embraced by lightning flash and supporting a rainbow. Vishnu Chakravarti's Tika. Radha says, O Krishna, with his yellow garment and peacock feather, desires to grab me on the peak of Govardhan. I will not go that way. Lita speaks to Radha, who has turned to go. O Radha, full of desire, you're always meditating on Krishna, desiring pastimes with him at all times. Thus you see Krishna everywhere. Example, lightning, vidyut. Lightning as a stimulant to love. During the monsoon rain, when the lightning flashes, the Gopi embraces. This is Brinda speaking to Nanda Mukhi. When the lightning flashed, the Gopi embraced Madhav. When the lightning flashed, saw the beauty of her form, it quickly merged with the cloud and shyness. So the Gopi embraced Krishna so that he would not see her uncovered body in the light of the lightning flash. She did this out of shyness. Full moon, Purna Sudam, Sudamshur. This is this full moon has no power to remove the darkness completely from Vrindavan. O moon face Radha, how is it then able to remove the more intense darkness of anger residing in the cave of your heart? This is words, how words can act as an example. A Sakhi's affection acting as a person's Udipan for Krishna. As Rupa Manjari speaks to her Sakhi, looking at Krishna, Radha became frightened because her elderly relatives were nearby and hid her fresh agitation. She concealed her agitation. When Lalita's friendship manifested, Radha glanced at Krishna from the corners of her restless eyes. When Radha was looking at Krishna in a public place in Barsana or Nandagram, Radha was afraid of her elders. She thought that her husband or mother-in-law might come. Out of fear or out of fear of elders, Radha concealed her agitation. Her agitation then became invisible. Lalita understood that Krishna wanted to see Radha's agitation. So she said, "Oh, my dear Sakhi Radha, Krishna has taken shelter of me since I am your best friend. I comforted him, telling him you were close by. Enough with your fear of him. Listen to me. Ignore your elders. Accept Krishna by giving him a glance of your mercy." So that's the end of chapter 10. This is Udipan, part 2. Excitements to Love, part 2. The conclusion of chapter 10.